They'd reached their destination at last, Palpatine's discreet and private shuttle bay. Padme breathed a sigh of relief, grateful for the distraction.
But at least I'm not the only one who realizes Anakin will be upset, she thought. At least Palpatine is allowed to be his friend. Perhaps he can help Anakin until we see each other again.
The Supreme Chancellor led the way onto the shuttle platform, dismissing the waiting guard with a nod. The first thing she noticed was the lack of crisscrossing traffic. Startled, she halted. She'd never seen Coruscant skies empty before.
Yes, said Palpatine softly. A sobering sight, isn't it?
It certainly was. Almost unnatural.
And you're quite sure we don't need to extend the no-fly zone past the senatorial and administration sectors?
As sure as I can be, said Palpatine. What do you think, Senator Organa?
Bail was frowning at the lonely buildings before them. I think the disruption we have is more than enough victory granted to the terrorists, Supreme Chancellor. And the faster we can get the traffic moving again, the greater damage we do to their confidence. Palpatine patted him on the shoulder.
Ah, my sentiments exactly.
Docked in front of them was a sleek, dark crimson open-air speeder, a four-seater, understated but with a whisper of power about it. Nimbly, for a man of his age, Palpatine slid into the driver's seat and looked at his guests expectantly.
You're going to fly us? Said Bail, comically surprised. Sir, I can...
No, that won't be necessary, said Palpatine, waving aside his concern. Actually, I'm quite an accomplished pilot, and every so often I enjoy carting myself about the place. Not that this is a pleasure trip, obviously, but I'd like you both to concentrate on the results of the Separatists' attack.
Taking in their continued hesitation, he added,
Did you want to see my license? It is current, I promise. You'll be perfectly safe.
Padme grinned. She couldn't help it. Here was the Palpatine she remembered of old, energetic, unexpected, with a sly sense of the ridiculous. She turned to Bail.
The Chancellor's right, Senator. We'll be quite safe. He won several cups for airspeeder racing back on Naboo.
He did? Said Bail, relaxing. I don't recall that being mentioned in the Senate.
Oh, yes, said Palpatine dryly. What a useful recommendation for my candidacy. Likes to drive dangerous machines very fast.
Well, if you do, Supreme Chancellor, you're not alone, said Bail. I've been known to break a speed limit myself once or twice.
Palpatine's smile was conspiratorial.
And it shall remain our secret, my friend. Now, Senators, if you'd care to join me...
Gravely courteous, Bail let Padme go first. She settled herself in the rear of the speeder, and he settled in beside her, maintaining as polite a distance as possible given the snugness of the back seat. Palpatine touched a button on the console, and the airspeeder was immediately enveloped in a high-security transshield. Then he took hold of the control yoke and swooped them away from the shuttle port, away from the Senate building, and into the eerily subdued Coruscant sky.